From Nakamixon Media and Siren Records, this is Chloe and the Rex, where we explore all the music you don't know about, but should.
Hey, hi, what's up, everybody? I kind of don't really know what I'm doing today, but I'm just gonna wing it. Woo! Nothing really interesting, or no, that's not true. I'm super interesting. So I just want to talk about some stuff that's been going on lately, and oh my god, guys, shut up. I feel like these two things are going to make me sound like a hypocrite somehow, but it's two different situations, so we'll see. The first thing I want to talk about is this whole thing with the Dickies that's annoyingly still, something that people are mad about, or even were mad about initially. So, oh, by the way, I also got this new toy, so I'm just going to do one of these to all those people. And also this. That's right, I just farted on you. This thing is the most amazing thing that's ever come into my life. See what I mean? Okay, I'm done. No, I'm not. For now. So what happened? The Dickies were playing at Warped Tour, right? And some lady who is, or was, I guess she's still working for them. She was like a crew member, or working for Warped Tour. And she got offended by the Dickies, which is okay, oh my god, first of all, their name, they're the Dickies. Come on, what do you expect? They're old man children. They're juvenile, and I don't mean that in a bad way, necessarily, but they're funny, jokey, it's not to be taken seriously in any way. But apparently she got offended, and I'm like, I don't know what it was that offended her, if Stuart Could Talk and the penis puppet, or if it was Water Slide and the sex doll, or if it was him saying something about wanting to go down on every single person in the audience, so there's just not enough time. Okay, don't even fucking think about taking that seriously. It's a fucking joke. It's funny. He's funny. He's being funny. They've been doing this since the 70s. If you don't get it, maybe you just, go take a walk. Don't watch their show. I don't really know what to tell you. I don't get it. I'm a female. And I'm not offended by that kind of thing. So, anyway, the controversy is that this lady was angry and held up a sign, protesting them, which is, stupid. And he was ignoring her, but then she, kind of forced him to pay attention to her. She ended up throwing the sign at him, which is, kind of rude. And, he did, honestly, what anyone would do in a situation like that. If you think about it, if you were at work and you were doing your job and someone came up and was poking you and hey, you suck. Hey, you're doing a shitty job. Hey, fuck you. You suck. You suck. You suck. You turn around and be like, yo, shut the fuck up, you asshole. And just let them have it, because that's what you do. Or at least that's what I would do. So anyway, that's essentially what was going on. He was on stage. He was doing his job. She was giving him shit over something stupid. And he lost his cool and told her that she's a fat cunt. And he since apologized for that use of that word. But honestly, he didn't apologize for lashing out at her, which he shouldn't, honestly. Everyone's mad because he's misogynist and he yelled at a woman. It's he would have yelled at her if she was a dude. It didn't matter what, she was just being an asshole and he fucking told her that. Okay, so maybe he shouldn't have used the word cunt, but as we all know from my last podcast, I love that word. I think it's funny. I think his, if you look for it, you can find his whole, the video of him yelling, and it's, to me, it's funny. Like, I, there's, and there's people, you can hear everyone, like, cheering and laughing, like, that would have been me. I'm sorry, but, like, I just don't see the point. Like, I get being angry at men belittling women or, like, sexually assaulting them or whatever, but, like, he was being completely harmless in that way, and the only thing he did wrong was use a word that people choose to get offended by. Right. I think that's all I wanted to say about that. You know what? And if you disagree with me, like, go ahead and tell me, but I probably don't, whoops, I probably don't care. And I've talked with other people about this, and it's not just me, and it's also not just other men that agree with me. Like, I have female friends that are like, yeah, he's totally not the person to be mad at. And I mean, I've met him before. I've like hung out in the same room as him, like had conversations with him. He's extremely smart and funny and respectful, and not, it's completely, this anger is like misguided and honestly just stupid. He's not the dude to be mad at, just trust me. Like, yeah, he said something stupid and maybe you're offended by it, but like, there are way worse men out there, and he's somebody that, like, if you went up and talked to him, you'd be like, wow, this guy's really funny and cool and smart and you know. Am I making sense? I just don't think that he should be villainized for, like, essentially, like, standing up for himself. I don't know. Maybe I'm just crazy, but I'm not. Totally not crazy. So I'm going to play a Dickie song. It's, this is off their first album, The Incredible Shrinking Dickies, and this is the first song of theirs I ever heard. It was on some punk comp I got a long time ago, and it's called You Drive Me Ape, You Big Gorilla, and it's fucking hilarious, and if you don't get it, then just get out. That's the Dickies. I know. I had Stan, who's the guitar player, on this podcast before. So there's that. But also, and that was another thing. I didn't want people to think that, like, I'm only defending this band because I'm, like, friends with them. Like, honestly, that has very little to do with it, but just because I do happen to know him, I can tell you that all this is bullshit. But if it was some band that I didn't like and someone annoyed him and got heckled in return, like, I'd be like, well, don't fucking heckle him. I mean, if he jumped into the crowd and started punching her in the face and, like, I mean, I can understand that, I guess. I was going to say, I did play them on here before because I did that song that makes me laugh called Curb Job. So, moving on. My next thing I wanted to talk about. You're all going to be like, oh God, just turn this fucking thing off now. So, Kesha released her newest single that's going to come out on her album called Rainbow on August 11th. I'm super excited. So here's the thing. She's been fighting with her ex-producer, Dr. Luke. It's this whole thing. You can read about it online, but essentially she accused him of sexual misconduct and suffocating her control, and all other kinds of things. And not to, other female artists came out in support of her, including like Lady Gaga and Taylor Swift and Kelly Clarkson. And I think all or some of them have dealt with this guy before, and they're just like, yo, right on, sister. So, because, you know, he came out, Dr. Luke came out and was like, I never did any of that. Of course you're going to say that. But it's difficult for someone to come out and say, and this is why I feel like maybe being like a hypocrite, but that whole thing with the Dickies is a completely different, that was all public, everyone saw that and whatever. This is like stuff that, you know, she's been keeping inside forever and is finally coming public with it. And now he's like calling her a liar because, of course, he doesn't want to be seen as the bad guy and whatever. So it's this whole thing and it's a struggle. So poor Kesha has been dealing with this for several years now, and she hasn't been recording new stuff, but she has a new album coming out, which I did not know is going to happen. It's pretty exciting. And I watched the video for this newest song, and it is gorgeous, both the song and the video. What else was I going to say about this? She posted on Instagram, there's like a little series of videos, and it just it goes like this. Animals, which is what she calls her fans, by the way. Animals, I have a surprise for you. Your support and love and kindness has gotten me through, hands down, the hardest time in my entire life. My new song, Praying, is coming out tomorrow, and I couldn't have done this without you. I fucking love you. And, of course, that was yesterday. She said that. So, this is her first thing she's done since 2013, and she wrote this thing for, my friend sent me this earlier today, Lenny Letter, which is like Lena Dunham and somebody else's website or something. Anyway, she wrote this whole thing about this song, and it's really touching, like the stuff that she wrote. This first thing, she says, Praying, my first single in almost 4 years, comes out today. I have channeled my feelings of severe hopelessness and depression. I've overcome obstacles, and I have found strength in myself even when it felt out of reach. I found what I had thought was an unobtainable place of peace. This song is about coming to feel empathy for someone else, even if they hurt you or scare you. It's a song about learning to be proud of the person you are, even during low moments when you feel alone. It's also about hoping everyone, even someone who hurt you, can heal. And, oh my God, I get it. Like, I get it. I get everything that she wrote. Like, it just, I get it. So the song is like super fucking amazing and pretty, and she's just singing. Like, she's just singing her ass off, and it's really fucking pretty. Did I say that enough times? So I'm gonna, oopsie. So I'm gonna play it for you. I'm using my phone, so I'm hoping this goes off without a hitch. Whoa. That's my mic stand, by the way. If I really wanted to make a fart sound, I would just do this. How amazing is this thing? Like, oh my fucking god. I love it. Anyway, I'm gonna play you this new song. It starts out with her talking, and it kind of gives you an idea of where the song is going. So, here it is.
Am I dead? Or is this one of those dreams? Those horrible dreams that seem like they last forever. If I am alive, why? Why? If there's a God or whatever, something, somewhere, why have I been abandoned by everyone and everything I've ever known, I've ever loved? Stranded. What is the lesson? What is the point? God, give me a sign or I have to give up. I can't do this anymore. Please just let me die. Being alive hurts too much.
Had me fooled. Told me that I was nothing without you. Oh, but after everything you've done, I can thank you for how strong I have become. 'Cause you brought the flames and you put me through hell. I had to learn how to fight for myself. And we both know all the truth I could tell. I'll just say this is, I wish you farewell. I hope you're somewhere praying, praying. I hope your soul is changing, changing. I hope you find your peace. Who I am. No more monsters, I can breathe again. And you said that I was done. Well, you were wrong, and now the best is yet to come. 'Cause I can make it on my own.
You put me through hell. I had to learn how to fight.
right. So that is the new Kesha. And it's so fucking good. I just don't even want to talk anymore. But, it's, you know, everything I was reading about it, it's, like, clearly about her whole thing with Dr. Luke. Like, she's, you know, saying, like, hey, you fucked up, but I kind of hope you're okay, you know? Or, like, that you'll, I hope you'll become a better person and stop treating other people like shit. That kind of thing. Yeah. So, I mean, it's really, she said it was, Praying was written about that moment when the sun starts peeking through the darkest storm clouds, creating the most beautiful rainbow. Once you realize that you will, in fact, be okay, you want to spread love and healing. If you feel like someone has wronged you, get rid of that hate, because it will just create more negativity. One thing that has brought me great relief is praying for those people. Being angry and resentful will do nothing but increase your own stress and anxiety, and hate is the fuel that grows the viruses. Don't let anyone steal your happiness. I mean, this whole thing that she wrote is, like, fucking great. I've read it like 8 times and listened to the song a bunch. So, anyway, that's that. I'm going to stop talking. I don't really have much else to talk about. I just want to really do that. Her new shit's coming out August 11th. It's not that far away. That's like a month almost. Yeah. So new Kesha, and she's awesome, and she's the fucking best, and the whole thing with the Dickies, blown out of proportion, totally stupid, don't hate them, they're funny old men, like, what are you gonna do? Alright, I'm done, thanks for listening, as usual, I will be back next week. Promise. I'm not, gonna just disappear for several weeks like I did before. All right. Okay, bye.
Chloe and the Racks is a Knock and Mixin Media podcast recorded live on location at Siren Records and produced by Stay Calm Industries. All songs are property of their respective owners. The intro-outro music is courtesy of Bobby Kennedy. If you like what you hear, please like, comment, review, and share. That's the best thing you can do for us.